Fatal Threat, a Fatal Series novel by Marie Force, performed by Eva Kaminsky. Chapter 1. A jogger spotted the body floating in the Anacostia River, just south of the John Philip Sousa Bridge. "I hate these kinds of calls," Lieutenant Sam Holland said to her partner, Detective Freddie Cruz, as she battled district traffic on their way to the city's southeastern quadrant. "No one knows if this is a homicide, but they call us in anyway. We get to stand around and sweat our balls off while the ME does her thing." "I hesitate to point out, Lieutenant, that you don't actually have balls to sweat off." "You know what I mean." "Yeah, I do," he said with a sigh. "It's going to be a long, hot, smelly Friday down at the river waiting to find out if we're needed. I gotta have a talk with dispatch about when we're to be called and when we are not to be called. Let me know how that goes. To make this day even better, after work, I have to go to a fitting for my freaking bridesmaid dress. I'm too damned old to be a damned bridesmaid." His snort of laughter only served to further irritate her, which of course made him laugh harder. "It's not funny." "Yeah, it really is." With dark brown hair, an always tan complexion, and the perfect amount of stubble on his jaw, he really was too cute for words. Not that she'd ever tell him that. Everywhere they went together, women took notice of him. For all he cared, he was madly in love with Ellen Svensson, and looking forward to their autumn wedding. Wiping laughter tears from his brown eyes, he said, "I won't make you wear a dress when you're my best man woman." "Thank God for that. I need to stop making friends. That was my first mistake." "Poor Jeannie," he said of their colleague, Detective Jeannie McBride, who was getting married next weekend. "Does she have any idea that she has a hostile bridesmaid in her wedding party?" "Of course she does. Her sisters left me completely out of the planning of the shower, no doubt at her request. I'll be forever grateful for that small favor." Sam shuddered, recalling an afternoon of horrifyingly stupid shower games, paper plates full of ribbons and bows, and dirty jokes about the wedding night for two people who'd been living together for more than a year. The whole thing had given her hives. But Jeannie, she'd loved every second of it, and seeing her face lit up with joy had gone a long way toward...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?